From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Meantime, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power and that this is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
North Korea has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of negotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement for pursuing a ballistic missile program and for supporting militant groups. The top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the country, temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries are set to expire on Sunday. Mr. Trump recently used Twitter to call for what he said was far larger, tougher, more specific ban. This is VOA News.